If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.
Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. And also at stanthonyalston.org and your favorite podcast platform. So that's stanthonyalston.org, which is our parish website, and your favorite podcast platform. Well, it is Thursday of the beginning of Lent. This is the Thursday after Ash Wednesday, and that's literally the name of the day liturgically. What's today? Today is the Thursday after Ash Wednesday. Well, I know that, but what do you call it? The Thursday after Ash Wednesday. That's what it's called. And this is basically week zero in Ash Wednesday, because next week is the first week of Lent. And so we recognize what this day is, and it's a good day to tweak what it is that your spiritual practice will be. Because, you know, you're going to find, well, this is what I'm like to do or I like to do, and then you're going to find, well, in some ways it works, in some ways it doesn't. So these couple days, you can kind of tweak it and kind of figure out what you want to do. For example, maybe you decide, well, I'm going to read a spiritual book a day. And then today you're going to start reading an entire spiritual book and realize, number one, that's not the way you read spiritual books. And number two, you realize, no, I'm just not able to do that. So I'm going to change it from spiritual reading I'm going to do every day. And in case you don't know that, it's true. You don't read an entire spiritual book at once. It's kind of like when I first studied philosophy, one of the things they told us, you can't speed read this stuff. That's right. You can't speed read it. You have to read it slowly. But with spiritual books, you read and then you find something that strikes you and you stop and you think about it. You maybe underline it. You maybe take this powerful statement and put it on Twitter. You do all of that, but you can't do that if you just hold focused on just reading the book and getting to the end. So you understand that reading a spiritual book is different than reading a regular book, so you don't make as your goal to read a spiritual book a day or a spiritual book a week. You may read one spiritual book in the entire season of Lent. But you will do spiritual reading every day. I mean, I read spiritual books all the time, but I'm reading a little bit at a time of Cardinal Sarah's The Catechism of Spirituality, which I cannot recommend to you enough. And I've told you that before, but I'm not reading like whole chapters at a time. I'm reading the ebook, by the way, the Kindle, but I am reading it. You know, and then something will strike me and I'll stop and I'll think about it and everything else. So as you can see, that book is something you don't read to get through it. It's not like a homework assignment. You read it a bit at a time. So maybe you want to do some spiritual reading and you realize, oh, I was originally planning to read a book a day or read an entire book by a saint a day. But I'm definitely not going to do that because I realize that's not going to work. Well, you tweak it. I'm going to read a paragraph a day. That's an idea as well, because you may find that's more the reality. One of my favorite books that I would recommend to you, if you want to understand a good view of Catholic American history in the 20th century, is also Catholic American spirituality and Catholic American work, social justice work, is The Long Loneliness by Dorothy Day, which I'd highly recommend to you. And it really covers from basically, well, it actually covers from 1906 to the 1950s, because it talks about how she, her whole family had to leave San Francisco, where she was born, because of the earthquake. So it really covers from 1906, and it covers her conversion, her Catholic work, and everything else right up until the 1950s. That's an idea. You might even want to consider some good spiritual movies, which is also a good idea. We're going to show the movie Romero at our parish on Monday. So if everything goes well, so that's an idea we're going to be doing. So we're going to encourage people to look at spiritual movies and some good spiritual movies. And we're also going to show during Lent in about 2 weeks, Entertaining Angels. So those are a couple ideas to consider, to look at, and to understand that those that's what we're doing. These are practices to do to draw you closer to Christ. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish, the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about, well, what do I do? Well, here's what I ask you to do. You're welcome to come to St. Anthony Parish and enjoy our 10 o'clock AM Mass, which is our chanted Mass. That's the Mass where I chant the Mass parts during the Liturgy of the Eucharist, and you chant in response. You know, the whole congregation chants in response, including the Our Father. So it's really fascinating. Very, very spiritual and a great response. Now, I understand that you may say, yeah, but when the collection comes around, I'm not ready to contribute yet. That's fine. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, doesn't go for any of the church or parish. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish. We're at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. You can find all about us at stanthonyallston.org, our website, ST for St. stanthonyallston.org. And remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But don't throw the stone. So anyway, we're back. And so we're talking about this time for tweaking and figuring how you're going to live during Lent. One of the most important messages that American spirituality has to entertain is the idea, and I see this is so strong and destructive in American Catholic spirituality, and that is that it is strictly, in certain, especially in traditionalist circles, it's strictly focused on turning from sin. Even Jesus condemned that idea and said, but Father, we're not supposed to be sinners. I didn't say you were. Yes, we're called to turn from sin, but we're called to turn to Christ, deepen our relationship with Christ, which by default will lead us to turn from sin. So you see that that's how it works. But if you focus just on turning from sin, you will do exactly what the Lord says not to do. He talks about in the Gospels, he talks about this parable where he talks about the devil who is cast out of someone, but there is nothing to replace what is cast out. So he comes back with seven of his friends and finds the place all cleaned up. Well, that's a good image. And if you're focused just on not sinning instead of growing closer to Christ, that's what's going to happen. Because you don't have anything replacing your desire to turn from sin. So it's all about, wow. And what happens is, you know what replaces it? When these people are focused on turning from sin, then they go on to Twitter and start condemning other people who are, you know, because they only understand that our Catholic faith is about not sinning so we can be good enough to get to heaven. That's a heresy. It is not Catholic teaching. It is something that we in our our church have to turn away from if you are engaging that, and that includes in parishes where that is the focus. You know, if you're a priest and you preach every Sunday on sin, and that's the only thing you preach on, you don't preach on deepening people's prayer, you don't preach on how to lead people closer to Christ, you don't preach on developing a good relationship with Christ, and yes, that is Catholic teaching, check with Cardinal Sarah, among others. If you're not focused, but you're only focused on turning from sin, which, by the way, is easy to preach on that, then, you know, you're not doing any people, your people a service, because what you're doing is you're teaching them the whole heresy of the only thing they're called to do is turn from sin, and you're not teaching them how to draw closer to Christ. Remember something, St. John Vianney, great saint, and the patron of parish priests, he said that he had more hope for the totally worldly person to get into heaven, because he would come to a point where he or she would come to realize that the path they're walking is not leading them anywhere. And so he had more hope for the most worldly of persons, and the person he was most afraid of was the lukewarm Catholic. Well, how does someone become a lukewarm Catholic? Be focused on trying to be good enough to get to heaven, and you're not focusing on deepening your relationship with Christ. Because if you seek to deepen your relationship with Christ, you will do things that will lead you closer to Christ, and that will, by default, lead you away from sin. So this is important. It's an important distinction. Maybe I should talk about what I just said tomorrow on preaching on sin is a very easy way of living your, you know, of preaching. It's way too easy, and it's very important to avoid that as the sole, you know, it's important to preach, but not do it all the time. I'll talk about that tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you on the Friday after Ash Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.